It is Monday, October 19th, and it is a beautiful, crisp fall day here in NVA. Perfect weather, because I'm inside of a car, so who cares what the weather's like, for Guy's Daily Drive. Bam! The start of another at work week for me. Which means that there will probably be more Guy's Daily Drives this week than normal. I still end up going into work once or twice a week on what is supposed to be my off week. But for the most part, it's all right. I don't care. It's kind of nice just to get out of the house. Oh, for God's sake, you people. You know, it's funny, doing Guy's Daily Drive, one of the things that I notice is the recorded reactions that I get or that I do to other people's just crazy-ass driving. Because normally, I mean, in the past, it would just be like, I'm driving along, I'm listening to music, I'm listening to podcasts, what have you. And then somebody does something stupid and I get angry. And rah, 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 rah. Stupid people doing stupid things. But now, those reactions end up being somewhat muted because I'm actually recording myself. So instead of just going into a curse-laden tirade over the latest bout of stupidity on the highways and byways of this great country, I just kind of, for the most part, it's just like, whoa, what are you doing? Oh, don't do that. Yeah, it's much more muted. Oh, come on. Here we go. Just as I'm talking about it, people are doing dumb things. So I still haven't made up my mind on what I'm going to do about a vacation. I would really, 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 really like to go down to Florida. And I've been talking to my nephew Bill about it. He's not a big Facebook user. And, you know, here's the crazy thing. I should probably just call him. Just call him, talk to him in person. I'm always giving my wife crap because she voice texts, which is fine, but she does like these super ass long voice texts, and I sit there and I listen to them, and you have to remember that while the voice text is going on, I'm driving, you know, I'm doing this right here, what I'm doing right now, and so I can't pay all the attention that I normally would do because I'm doing something that's more important. Driving is job one. So, but when someone calls me, if you call me, I will probably pay more attention to like a voice call. Excuse me. As compared to a voice text, because when I get those texts from the wife, I always have Siri, S-Lady, read them back to me. I don't sit there and look at my screen while I'm driving. Number one, because it's illegal. Number two, because it's just a bad idea to do so. So she sends me these big long texts, and I listen to them, and I think, you know, this probably would have been much better, especially if there's like a response required, if you had just called me. Because instead of, you know, me listening to your message and then sitting there and trying to think of a response, especially if it's a long text message, you know, sitting there going, okay, well, she said this at that point and I need to give her an answer that's related to, you know, XYZ. Whereas if it's a voice conversation, you're talking to me and I'm talking to you, well, then, you know, I can stop you, give you a response to the question you just asked, because my wife usually has multiple things that she wants to say. And, yeah, I just think that works better. But here I am complaining about my wife with Apple's Messenger program, which is pretty good. And I'm sitting here trying to talk to my nephew Bill down in Florida over Facebook Messenger, which is not on the phone, which he doesn't, and he doesn't even use Facebook that much. So it's kind of like, okay, yeah. So why do I do that? Why do I do it that way instead of just picking up and calling him? I have no answer. I have no good answer that's going to make any sense. But it sounds like if I do go to Florida, that I'll have a place to stay. I can stay at my nephew's house. He and his wife, Kelly. And maybe if the weather holds up, we can get a good day or two in for him to surf and me to flounder around on the ocean. That's what I do. So the questions remain, do I go? And if I go, how do I get down there? Do I want to fly, which I really don't? Or do I rent a car? Now, if I rent a car and I leave early enough, I can likely get all the way to Bill's house in a single day if I really push. Because the thing is, I rent a car while I'm down there anyway, because I always want to take some time and go down and see some friends in, you know, the South Florida area while I'm there. So if I have a car anyway, you know, if I get a car up here and drive it down and drive it back, I don't have to pay for plane tickets. However, if I have to stay in a hotel on the way down or the way back, the amount of money that I save on not flying is reduced to mostly nil. So I've got to figure out a way to do it, if I'm going to do it. But I'm leaning toward driving because I hate flying. I really, really do. I will talk about this some more, I'm sure, but not too much more because I have to make a decision pretty soon. If you have any ideas or suggestions along the lines of whether or not I should go to Florida, you can send me an email, guy@mymac.com. You can contact me on the Twitters. I am VertShark and MacParrot over there on the Twitters. If you'd like to see all the odds and vids that I do, you can go to vertshark.com, VERTSHARK. All of the videos are up over on YouTube, and you can look for it under my name, Guy Searle, or I've been using the VertShark playlist to kind of group everything together, so if you subscribe to that, you'll get everything there. Don't forget, I do the MyMac.com podcast. There was just one released this morning, I believe, with Gaz over there in the UK. Had a lot of fun yesterday once we finally managed. Oh, sorry. Let me rephrase that. Once I managed to get everything working on my end. Gaz never has the issues that I do in recording. You can also contribute, if you would like, to the things that I do. It would help pay for the website and the live cast hosting and all the other things, my stupid microphone obsession. Patreon.com/MacParrot. Coffee, ko-fi/MacParrot. And PayPal, paypal.me/MacParrot. All of the ways that you can contribute to the things that I do. And I would love you for, love you a long time for doing just that. I'm almost to work, so I gotta end this anyway. So I'm gonna say goodbye. Not goodbye, farewell. Fare thee well. I will see you all again really, really soon, right here on Guy's Daily Drive. Bye-bye.